Hello and welcome to today's podcast, The Need for Speed, How Living at the Edge Can Help Drive Productivity and Prepare for the Future. Now, this is the first of a series of four podcasts that will examine the challenges that the industry faces with the need for speed and the role that industrial and IT enclosures, climate control, and CAE software are playing to improve industrial automation, especially inside our warehouse and DC operations. Now, again, this series is being brought to you by Rittal North America. Now, my name is Michael Levins, and I'm Group Editorial Director for Peerless Media Supply Chain Group, which, of course, includes Modern Materials Handling, and I'll be your host for today's session. Now, as many joining us are well aware, edge computing is speeding up IT by bringing the network closer to the data to reduce latency and increase real-time analysis. And as we're seeing more automation and the application of sensors to enable the Internet of Things inside our warehouse and distribution center operations, more data and systems are being decentralized and localized to help control these new systems that are making the real-time supply chain a reality. However, edge computing does come with its challenges. And well, today I'm joined by Herb Villa, and Herb is IT Solutions Consultant at Rittal North America. Herb, welcome to today's podcast. We're thrilled to have you. And in this first installment of the series, this is titled The Need for Speed, How Living at the Edge Can Help Drive Productivity and Prepare for the Future. Now, Herb is going to touch on some of those challenges that are currently facing IT inside our warehouse and DC operations, specifically brought on by edge computing. And then he's going to take a look at the role Rittal's solutions are playing to enable our operations to benefit from all that edge has to offer. Again, Herb, we're thrilled to have you with us today. Now, as you know, and everybody else knows, it's been quite an 18-month period. You know, so from your unique perspective, Herb, you know, what unique challenges has the current environment created for IT inside our warehouse and DC fulfillment operations these days? What are you seeing?
Michael, great question. And first of all, thanks for having Rittal and me on board. Looking forward to these podcasts. And you're right. I mean, 18 months. One of the biggest challenges is we are always asked, what do you see in the future? You know, what? Tell me what's going to happen 5 years from now or 5 months from now. I always point to, you know, being able to carry 64 gigabytes of music in my back pocket. I would not have thought of that. But certainly the critical challenges, we always talk about our trends, whether it is automation, whether it is 5G, whether it is AR and VR and artificial intelligence. So these are all critical trends. But then we introduce, and we've seen this in these last 18 months, what I've been calling a mega trend.
Right.
This is a trend that supersedes all of our other little trends. And of course, it is COVID-19. It is the pandemic. And this has forced us to really undergo a radical rethinking of how we do business, whether we're at the office, whether we're in a factory, whether we're in the warehouse, whether I'm trying to get my packages out, my food deliveries out, all of these things, you know, pet food for the neighborhood, puppy dogs, whatever it is. This overwhelming pandemic, pardon me, has really superseded all of these other trends.
Right.
We're trying to introduce new technology, new applications, new devices, and making sure that we did not break the internet, and we did not.
Right.
So for the internet, well done that we're able to actually get this done. That's the challenge.
Yep, absolutely.
Is dealing in this environment.
So Herb, you nailed it. So you know, how do you see, you know, warehouse and DC, you know, operations, you know, meeting those challenges? Now, what are they turning to now to kind of meet that mega trend? We're hearing so much about these advanced technologies, Industry 4.0, the Internet of Things, sensors, everything. Are you seeing operations turning to these new advanced technologies to help improve the situation?
Yeah. I mean, any of these companies, any of these enterprises realize the need for speed, but critically for accuracy.
Right.
If I order something online from, from whoever it is, you know, a store, an Amazon, whoever it may be. I expect an acknowledgement before I even finish typing my order. I expect to be able to track it. And when it shows up on my front door, I expect it to be correct. It is what right. I have ordered. So right. what we're seeing is these, you know, especially because we have shifted to an online and a remote, you know, way of life almost. So again, yep. whether we're working from home, whether we are ordering our pet food, you know, our food, right. our clothes, our school supplies, all of that. So in this fulfillment side, on that logistics end of it, mm-hmm. it's being able to quickly, accurately, and also what Edge provides us is repeatability. This is truly wash, rinse, repeat. Mm-hmm. And somebody like an Amazon, a Walmart, a Target, they do this millions of times.
Right.
An hour, even a right. minute. So what we're, they are finally understanding the power of having that localization of information that, and you know what? So I live here in New Jersey. It's, right. it's a rural part of New Jersey, but certainly surrounded by a number of fulfillment centers from a number of different companies. Mm-hmm. I may see 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 different delivery trucks from Amazon, from right. FedEx, from the post office, from UPS. You know what? They're all doing a good job.
Right.
This is what they realize. It is optimizing their capabilities. It starts at the fulfillment center. We right. see the robots running around. You know, I call them giant Roombas because that's what they look like.
Right, exactly.
You know, lifting up the cart, going around picking, getting it to me. That's the goal. So yep. they realize that with the new applications and software, mm-hmm. You know, they can get it done.
Right. Right. So let's talk a little bit more about some of the, you know, about the edge, right? Let's see if we can, you know, Herb, how would you define the edge, right? And how do you use the edge to satisfy that need for speed? You mentioned it a couple of times. I did mention it in the introduction. You know, from your unique perspective, you know, what is edge computing and how is it evolving right now?
When we look at the definition that everybody accepts for the edge, it is putting the computing power. So we have the edge installation supporting mm-hmm. the edge application and edge right. computing. That yeah. is a standalone footprint in a warehouse, in a distribution center, in mm-hmm. a freight forwarding facility, at a port, whether it's Port Newark here by me, Port of yeah. Long Beach in California, you know, managing those 50,000 containers that are coming in on a daily basis, hopefully finding my chip so I can get a new car next year. Yeah, we are seeing that very, very local for Rital and for yep. me. Yep. Edge is that, you know, years ago in the old telco world, we called it the final mile.
Right.
Getting that high-speed communications to my house, the final gotcha. Mile.
Yep.
This is the final foot. This yep. is the final yard. This is the final meter. This is having that data processing power and right. being able to both access it and act on it at a very, very, the term that I use is a hyper-local level.
Yeah.
This is not about edge data centers. This is not about a cloud edge or a heavy edge. I mean, I've seen so many different definitions. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the core, it is putting the processing power and the accessibility to that at that right next
right
to
there.
The process.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it gives us.
Gotcha.
That's
but what there's got to be some challenges though to getting that done. What are the challenges to creating, you know, edge computing, especially inside of our warehouses and DCs? What are those biggest challenges there?
The biggest challenge is really a personnel challenge. It is mm-hmm. an operational challenge because in the past, when we looked at an enterprise level data center, you know, supporting a, you know, an Amazon, a J&J, mm-hmm. a Boeing, a Ford, whoever it may be,
sure.
You know, there was the data center, there was IT, there were people, there was help desks and so on. I'm doing yeah. that in a warehouse in, you know, Lawrenceville, New Jersey, in Hamilton, New Jersey, in Robbinsville, right. New Jersey, and a couple sites across the river from me in Pennsylvania.
Sure.
You know, so the biggest challenge is one of having local resources to support and mm-hmm. also take as much advantage of what edge computing provides. It's mm-hmm. still the same devices. It is still the same IT appliances. But when we talk about that personnel barrier or I shouldn't say yep. barrier, hurdle.
Yep.
It is now I have to have a complete meeting of the minds of both the IT folks
yep.
and critically, the OT, the operational technology. They have got to all be on board. They have all the, quote, stakeholders in this edge application and the edge computing and everything the edge provides, you know, whether we talk the IIoT, Industry 4.0 or whatever.
Yeah.
We have to get them all on board. And then, of course, critically, it's all about security as well.
Right.
We are going into very, very uncontrolled environments with transient populations.
Yeah.
There's both a physical and a cybersecurity.
Yeah. I was thinking of that physical side of it as well, but boy, mentioning that, you know, the personnel and making sure everybody's on board, another challenge I didn't really, you know, didn't really register with me. So let's talk a little bit more about Rital's, you know, edge solutions, and let's focus there a little bit more now, Herb. You know, how are your edge solutions, you know, helping to make this happen, right? We're talking about the physical world here, bringing everybody together.
That's the solution. And,
and
the key word, Michael, that you've said is just that solution.
Yeah. Right.
Again, I will go back to what I just said. We need to get everybody on board, the IT people, the OT people, the security people, the logistics people, the facility managers. We need to get the electricians and the plumbers. And to that regard, Rital Product Solutions are we are on the infrastructure side. So we are supporting the physical installation, the physical protection, the cyber protection, the reliability and the resiliency and the redundancy if needed. Again, we live in a 24/7 world. You know, all of us know that if I see some kind of error message on a website that I'm trying to order something from, I wait. No, I don't wait. I go to the 17 other websites that are up and running.
Yeah.
You have lost my business probably for a long time.
Right.
So what the Rital infrastructure, the physical nature is the enclosures, the climate control, the heat rejection for the IT appliances, understanding the unique installation environments that we are going into. These are not data centers.
Right.
These are not running at 72 degrees behind some magic wall of glass.
Right.
We're in a warehouse.
Yep.
You're going to get hit by a forklift.
Gotcha.
So we look at the power. We look at the climate control. We look at the cable management. We look at the airflow management. We can also provide higher levels of physical security, including access control. Yeah, we're basically, the term we'll hear is data center in a box.
Right.
And that box is going any place that is not a data center. For us, that is the infrastructure solution.
Gotcha. So making the edge, you know, making the physical possible in these really difficult environments. Let's talk about some of the benefits then for materials handling operation to adopt Rital's, you know, edge solutions. You know, what are some of those benefits you guys are bringing to the table?
Well, so there's two benefits. So the first are the benefits of edge computing, real-time reaction to information, being able to handle it without having to go ask somebody to go find me something, go find me, you know, that big data. Yes, I will still be able to data mine, you know, wherever I may be. So, you know, so the edge computing gives me that. If I am at a distribution center and wherever I am, I'm there.
Right.
From Rital's perspective, it is giving us a stable, a safe, a secure, a resilient installation footprint to protect these critical operations. Again, I go back to from both a physical and a cyber threat.
Yeah.
That's what we, you know, really that's what we want to look at is making sure that we can take advantage of that. That includes network latency, you know, speed of information accessibility.
Yep.
That includes network resiliency, having 100% uptime. We cannot live in the 3.9 or 4.9 or 5.9 world anymore.
Right.
We have to live in 100%.
Yeah.
And also, you know, a bandwidth capability that I can, because we are doing so much like this. And remember, the logistics guys are competing for bandwidth with the homeschooling guys and the work from home guys and the remote monitoring. And I'm making a hotel reservation or I'm checking, you know, my medical records online there. I mean, the good news is it's up and running. Yay.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what we want to make sure we get, that you have it, you can use it, and we're going to keep it safe. We're going to keep it secure. We're going to give you all of those capabilities that you may not think about, but when you need them, they are there.
Right, right. Herb, we just have a minute or two left. Is there any way you can kind of quickly share a case study of example of a warehouse in DC or fulfillment operations mm-hmm. that has put Rital's edge to work and the benefits they've seen? Maybe just a really quick case study or
real
a quick
quickly,
example.
We've gone to a number, and the beauty is actually that the real quick is that across a variety of enterprise organizations, we have provided these edge solutions specifically in their warehouses
right.
to optimize order entry, order processing, order mm-hmm. fulfillment, inventory control. For a pharma, one of the pharmas we're working with, again, I can't mention names, but it's drugs. You have to control this. This is
absolutely.
This is not over-the-counter aspirin. This is hardcore stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what we are providing, what we have done across these boards is what they like is that is a single source. It is a Rital solution.
Yep.
It has included everything. So it is pre-configured. We have engineered a number of different designs. So we have that scalability, if you will, but again, for Edge, for any of these organizations, regardless of size, regardless of scope, regardless of presence, regardless of specialization, is they really have that repeatability.
Yeah.
Did it in this location. I could do it in that one. And critically also, I can co-locate it.
Right.
That's something we did not see in the logistics space. I can have my operation in somebody else's space. And that is a great thing to have that presence.
Right. And that scalability then opens a whole new world of how you can scale up quickly.
Correct.
That's fantastic. Well, Herb, that's all we have time for today. But terrific job today, sir. We really appreciate your time. And I want to make sure that everyone attends the next three podcasts in our Need for Speed series. In fact, the Need for Speed podcast number two is called Accelerate Facility Growth with Modular Enclosures that allow for agility and expansion. Now, we're going to be releasing that in early October. The Need for Speed podcast number three, Increase Profitability Through Optimized Efficiencies in Design and Build for Industrial Enclosures. That's going to be released pretty much towards the end of October. And then the Need for Speed podcast number four, Reduce Equipment Failure and Downtime with Proper Climate Control for Enclosures. We'll be releasing that in early November. So please, you'll be seeing reminders through Modern Materials Handling of this entire podcast. Well, Herb Villa, great job today, sir. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Stay safe, everybody. Look forward to helping out in the future.
Great. Thanks again, Herb. And thanks again, guys. And I hope everybody has a terrific day. Look for the other three podcasts coming your way.